from tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2016 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday morning, May the 27th, 2016. Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service, teaching on Knowing the Character and Person of Yahweh God.
Brother Ritchie, binding and loosening keys to the kingdom. So many God's people are like a soldier that went through boot camp, got sent out to the front lines, and when the enemy comes, they call it on the general to come shoot the enemy. It doesn't work that way. And God's given us authority over all the power of the enemy, and we have to shoot the enemy ourselves. He backs us up. He totally backs us up. If it wasn't for His mercy and our ignorance, we'd all been dead before we learned anything.
That's right.
I mean, you know.
It's true.
His Word says He has mercy on whom He has mercy on. And how many know we need that? But how many know how much more affected the body of Christ would be if we learned to fight? As you just said, binding and loosening. And everybody here, if you don't know that, you need to learn what that means. And you need to... I've come to understand that we ought to get up in the morning, first breath, praise God, thank you for His goodness, love on Him a little bit, and then your next breath needs to be, I bind you, Satan, in Jesus' name. You need to stick your finger in the devil's, not out of ourselves and our own strength. It's in Him. But you draw a line in the sand and say, I belong to Jesus, and you have no part of me. Amen? Binding and loosening, everybody wants to repeat with me. Say, Father.
Father,
in the name of Jesus. Thank you. You've given me authority. Over all of the power of the enemy. So right now, in Jesus' name, I bind the strong man. Assigned against this camp. Assigned against me. In Jesus' name. I bind every mind-blinding spirit. Every deaf-dumb spirit. Every spirit that would twist words. Any spirit that would hinder me from receiving today what the Lord my God has in store. I bind these demons in Jesus' name. Amen. And I believe there is more power in that than if I just prayed it alone.
Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
We got an agreement.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. You're a good God. Now I pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, you are good.
Yes, you are.
You're holy, and you're pure, and you're righteous, and you're merciful, and you're full of grace. Your mercy endures forever. We need you, and we need your mercy every day. Thank you for not giving us what we deserve. But Father, thank you for your grace that empowers us to live a life that's holy. Your grace that sets us free. Your grace that delivers us. Your grace that allows us to run to you in repentance when we need to. And to be clean, cleansed. To be healed. Thank you for every aspect of who you are, Lord. I'm asking you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, as your Son, to come and reveal your character today to your people. Greater and greater measures. Who can know the depth of you? But Lord, what you give us, we sure want. We want you. Invite you, Holy Spirit, have your way here. I thank you, Father, for what you've given me to speak, but I thank you even more for the things I don't even know you're going to say. Thank you so much. You're holy. I apply the blood of Jesus to every set of ears here. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, for a wall of fire around us that keeps the enemy at bay. In Jesus' name, get yourself some glory, Lord. Amen. Amen. We're going to begin talking about knowing the person and character of Yahweh God. Deuteronomy 6:4 says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. Genesis 1:1 says, In the beginning, God, that word would be Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:26 says, "And God, Elohim, said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, our..." But he's one. "And let them have dominion over the fish in the sea, and over the fowl in the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth." I want to speak this. You need to know, and people are going to ask you, maybe you ponder yourself, well, if God's so good, if he's so full of love, why do bad things happen to good people? And the answer is right there. He gave the earth to man. Managing control. Now, the earth is Lord and the fullness therein. It belongs to him, but he gave control to us. And when our ancestors Adam and Eve blew it, they allowed an operating system into this world that brings death and destruction. The thief cometh but to kill, steal, and destroy. God will not go past your own will. The Lord uses men as they call on him. He moves on the earth. And I present to you, he doesn't move on the earth unless a man calls him. He gave dominion to man. He would be a liar. He's not going to violate his own word. So if I gave you something, if I gave you a keys to a vehicle and said, this is yours, and you took it home and the next day I'm driving it, would I be violating you? The answer is yes. And he's holy. He will not violate his word. So he puts his spirit in men. Then when men pray, he then moves. But he's the judge of the universe. You can't force him with his word. You can't manipulate him. You can't do anything. But you give him, see, access to move in your life, to move in other people's life. Because he's not a liar. Now the devil, so God restrains himself. Listen, he don't have to. He'd still be God if he did away with all of us, wouldn't he? Huh? He would. Yeah. He'd still be God. He'd never be dethroned. Thank God for his character and his love for us. Okay? Thank God he doesn't lie. He's not a man that he should lie, the Son of Man that he should repent. So he won't move without our cooperation. Okay? But the devil can't. It takes men and women, mankind coming into agreement with the demons, for them to have access in to do things. That was a bonus. So listen to me. You get people get mad at God because what he's... Now look, he is all powerful. He is all knowing. He's sovereign. He's everything. But yet he's not a control freak. Okay? And he leaves things up to men. And we're going to decide what happens. Every one of us decides what happens in our life. Okay? All the enemy will come at you. And the enemy will use men to hurt you and all of that. But let me tell you something. The song that was just sang, "It Is Well With My Soul." That's a song by a man who just lost his wife and two daughters in a ship, in a storm at sea. But he fell on the love of the Lord. And I know. You've got to know that a man like that had an assurance that his wife and two daughters were with the living God. Huh? He knew. Nobody can do that. He was at peace. All right. Genesis 11:7 says, "Let us go down there and confound their language that they may not understand one another's speech." That's at Babel. Man could do anything he wanted to. That's what the Lord had said. You go look at the context and read in those scriptures. He said, "Let us go down." Well, let us, Elohim, for one, means Father. It's Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but it means a plurality of one. Okay? So it doesn't take away from the oneness. I'm going to show that to you. But it's a plurality of one. But the Lord had to go scramble the language at Babel because man could do anything he wanted to do. Guess where we're at today? Is there a language barrier anywhere in the world amongst any government?
No.
Some of you have phones with an app on it that you could literally send English to the other side and somebody can answer it in Chinese. Or would receive it that way. Literally. I guarantee if it was to be let on, they'd be able to put an implant in you that would translate for you.
Yeah.
Okay? The mark of the beast is got a stick to it, which is not buy, sell, or trade. But I'm going to tell you, there's going to be some promises with it that are going to make, listen to me, in the deception that's coming, people are going to storm the gates to take the mark. Okay? Antichrist's not coming as the booger man, he's coming as the answer man.
Yeah.
And everybody's going to want to be like him. Okay? Everybody got cancer. There'll be people cured of disease. They're going to get it when they go take that mark. Temporarily. Amen? Alright. John 10:30. Jesus says, "I am one with the Father." John 14:9, Jesus replied, Philip, I've been with you for a long time. Don't you know who I am? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. How can you ask me to show you the Father? John 8:58, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. That's why the Jews went to stone him. They knew he was saying he was God. Romans 8:9 says, But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Holy Spirit sent from the Father and the Son. Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ. Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he'll obey my teaching. My Father will love him and will come to him and we will make our home with him. How many are glad that the Lord has made his home with you? Amen. Single most important thing in the world. If you're not born again, you're not born again. If you're not born again, you're either born again or you're not. When you're born again, you change. We were discussing that last night. And for some people's change, the only beginning change is that you're in misery in the sin you were enjoying yesterday. Huh? Because we're a work in progress. Depending on the level of your bondage. And then there's that factor of the sovereign God that some people, bam, they get some deliverance. Sister said it last night. There can be some sovereign deliverance from things. I got sovereignly delivered from drugs and from alcohol. You know, the rejection and the fear and the anger and all that took a little more time. That was the root. For some people, they don't get that. Nobody's less. Nobody's more. God is God. There's an answer in Him no matter how your freedom comes. Just keep walking. There's a song out now that says, Soldier, keep moving on. It ain't over. Keep moving. I always tell people, and I want to go and listen. And I'll prophesy this over anybody, because I'm going to see the very best. I know God does. But if you walk two steps forward and one back, pretty soon you're out of the room. You get me? As long as you keep walking, two forward and one back, you're still progress. Never give up. We have two examples before us to help us understand. They are as follows. The tabernacle of Moses, which we see right here, and the temple built in Jerusalem. And then we have man made in God's image. Now, if you look here, this is the tabernacle. This around the outside is the gate, and this going in is called the outer court. Okay? And then this whole area inside is outer court. Okay. By the way, and then as you walk inside, you're in the inner court. Now I'm going to shift to the temple and just show you a picture. So you have outer court, this area here. This is the inner court, and this is the Holy of Holies. Now this is one temple, but the inner court is not the outer court. And outer court is not the Holy of Holies. And the Holy of Holies is not the outer court. But they're one. You can't take any part away and still have one. Now, by the way, burnt altar, burnt offering, that's how you come to the Lord. That's where your repentance is. That's where you're dying to the flesh. You say, I'm dying. I'm coming to you, Lord. So your repentance, your sacrifice of repentance is made right there. Then you got a brazen laver. That's where you wash your hands, where you're being cleansed by the Lord. You come in, there's a table of showbread. He's the bread of life. Jesus is. It's the Word of God. It's where you feast in the inner court. Over here is the menorah. The Holy Spirit gives you wisdom as life. No. From the Word of God, you get revelation knowledge. And then you've got a golden altar of incense. The book of Revelation says that the prayers of the saints are like incense before the throne of God. Represents prayer. Prayer. Then so you've repented, you come and you're eating on, you're believing the truth of the Word of God, you've washed your hands, you're coming in here and praying to the Lord, you can enter the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Covenant sits in there, that's where Jesus is. And by the way, here's the human body. So we're talking three and one. Now, for many of you, you know this. But, you know, you may be called to explain this one day. And in this explanation is also the reason Christians can have a demon. And there's that lie in much of the world, and even the spirit-filled world, that Christians can't have a demon. The Lord, you cast enough of them out of people, you don't know. You get them cast out of you. When they leave, they've left. They come out. But they're in. Man is made in the image of God. Three separate parts, but one being. Like our Creator, we're three in one, with each part different, but inseparable from the whole. Different and distinct. People use analogies of an egg. So you got the shell, you got the white, you got the yolk. They're three, and they're one. Okay? So I showed you two pictures of the temple and tabernacle. Who's the temple of the Holy Ghost now? Thank you, Lord. Everybody say, I'm glad that I am the temple of the Holy Ghost. That God no longer lives in buildings made of stone. But I'm a living stone. Amen? Alright. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, may the God of peace himself sanctify you, and may your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now look, you get born again, Holy Ghost, Spirit of God, Spirit of Jesus, that's the promise. God said, me and the Father come live in you. Holy Spirit comes and lives in your spirit, man. That's the ark. Jesus is the ark. Okay? That's what part is a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. All things are made new. Period. You are new. You've been... Change of ownership has happened. When change of ownership has happened, the Holy Spirit comes and dwells within your spirit. But how many know your mind still needs some help? Everybody know? Mind, will, and emotion. Inner court. It's your inner court. Needs help. Needs a lot of help. Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've got to get God's Word in your mind. And get the words of the world out of it. So you know when those words of the world come that are lies, what a lie is. Okay? How many know your body's still getting older? Everybody? Yeah. You know it hurts when you bang your knee, right? I just praise the Lord I still have it. Oh, thank you, Lord. So you should turn lemon into lemonade. All right. So the demons. When you have a demon, no Christian on the face of the earth that's truly born again is demon-possessed. Because you're not co-owned between God and the devil. You either belong to the devil or you belong to God. One of the two. But the demons come in us, and they oppress us. And they live in the body, and they oppress the soul. Okay? They attack your mind, will, and emotions. They'll manifest as sickness in bodies as well. So, Yahweh the Father, Exodus 3:15, God said further to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has sent me. Now listen, he said, this is my name forever. This is how I'm to be remembered generation after generation. Sometimes you'll hear that pronounced. It's Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. It's a tetragrammaton is a name for those letters. But sometimes you'll hear them Yehovah, sometimes Yahweh, sometimes Jehovah. He said, this is the name we're to remember him by. Now listen to me. You call out to God, and you're calling out to God that created the universe through Jesus of Nazareth, the one born of a virgin, the one who is God that came in the flesh, okay? The one who died on a cross and rose again on the third day and ascended to the throne of God, and is coming back to judge the quick and the dead. If you call out to him and you don't know the name Jehovah or Yahweh, you know, he'll save you, okay? But there's power in the name of God. Power in the name of Jesus, there's power. Now listen, by the way, Jesus' name is a derivative of Yahweh. Okay? There's power in knowing. Sometimes we need to know we're praying in the spirit realm. It's a good thing to let them know, hey, I'm a son of Yahweh. Just to speak those things to establish them in the spirit realm. There are people getting fights over that. People getting fights. I'm going to Jesus, and his name's here a little bit too. But people getting a fight over the name. Okay? Well, God scrambled, went back to Babel. He scrambled the languages. But when he came to save the whole world. So whatever his name is in the language you speak is fine. And I've cast out demons in the name of Yeshua, and the name of Yehoshua, and the name of Jesus, and the name of Jesus Christo, and the name of Yusuf. They listen. If he's in you, it don't matter what language, they hear. I did deliverance in Nepal, and I had an interpreter the whole time. Okay? Taught people, did deliverance. When it came to the end of the teaching, and it was time for deliverance, I told them, step back, they'll obey the English. And they did. The demons obeyed the English. He said, this is the Lord's name in which we're to remember Him. It means I am that I am. I want you to get encouraged and encourage yourself as to listen as we go forward in this teaching, because God is revealing His character to us. We need to know who He is and what He is to us and what He wants to be for us. Okay? Isaiah 52:6 says, my people shall know my name. Psalms 116:14 says, then I call upon the name of Yahweh. O Yahweh, I beseech thee, deliver my soul. Psalm 116:13, I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of Yahweh. Psalm 116:17, I will offer thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call on the name of Yahweh. Now when you see L-O-R-D in capital letters in the Old Testament, every time you see that, it is representing His name. Not a title, but His name. Some of the other things that are attributed to God are titles. They're descriptions of His character. But this is the name that He said that your father. How many know that you would want to know your father's name? His name's not God. It's God. You want to know your father's name. Intimacy. There's a place for more intimacy. Knowing. We have an earthly father. We know his name. Knowing. We may not call him by his name. We call him Daddy. Right? We call him Dad. We have a good father. All right. The Jewish leadership got scared of the name of God. They built a fence around the fence. By the time Jesus came, they wouldn't use God's name because they were afraid of using it in vain. So a lot of times the Jewish people will say Hashem, which means the name. But how many know an intimate people ought to be able to call our God by His name? And I am that I am means He is. That means He's all things to us. Everything we need Him to be. There's a scripture in the book of Isaiah. Get this. It says Jesus is called Yahweh Himself. Isaiah 44:6 says, thus says Yahweh, the King of Israel, and His Redeemer, Yahweh of hosts. That's two different beings. They're one, but that's two. So Jesus is Yahweh. He's the, when you read about the Lord of hosts, the captain of the Lord's army, that's Jesus. Amen? Other descriptions are titles of Yahweh God that reveal His character. He is El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty. He is El Elyon, the Most High God. He is Adonai, Lord and Master. He is Yahweh, Lord, Jehovah. He is Jehovah Nisi, the Lord my Banner. Jehovah Rapha, the Jehovah Ra, the Lord my Shepherd. How many know you need to be shepherded? How many know a shepherd protects and rescues his sheep? Amen. How about Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that heals? Jehovah Shema, the Lord is there. Jehovah Dizkenu, the Lord our righteousness. Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord who sanctifies you. El Olam, the everlasting God. Elohim, the three in one. Hana, He's jealous. Thank God He's jealous over us. Thank God He'll tear down your idols. Huh? Now let me say this. Thank God He'll convict you or allow things to happen so that you'll tear down the idols.
Amen.
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
You got to tear them down.
Yeah.
He'll help you.
Yeah.
How many want to stay in sin? Huh? How many want to stay in that destruction? How many want to be convicted quickly and get rid of things? Everybody who does, say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
I give you permission
to convict me quickly every time I need it. In Jesus' name. Lord, Holy Spirit, forgive me for ignoring you every time that I've done it. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. That's critical. I pray that over all of our children, our children's children, in the name of Jesus. Amen?
Yes.
Amen? Nobody wants their children to have to go through the mess we've been through. They're going to have their own struggles, but Lord, they can learn. God can touch them and God can reach them and they don't have to go 20, 30, 40 years. Amen? Okay. We want to see a children raised up that are blessed to the 1,000th generation. Amen? Thank you, Father. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord who will provide. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord is peace. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. Means the Lord of the armies. Let me ask you something. Let me just tell you something. You start learning these things that God says He is in His Word. You got a problem. The devil's picking on you. You can say, shut up. The Lord my God has made me righteous. He is Jehovah Makedesh. Or Tishkanu. Amen. The Lord my God shall supply all my needs according to His riches and His glory. Jesus will do that. He is Jehovah Jireh. You can respond because you learned the truth of God's character. In a little bit, we're going to talk about the liar. Now we're talking truth. But let me tell you something. You don't learn the truth, you can't contend with the liar. He is Abba Father. Everybody say, Father.
Father.
Thank you for being my Abba.
Thank you for being my Abba.
My Daddy.
My Daddy.
I want to learn more.
I want to learn more.
About how you're my Daddy.
How you're my Daddy.
What that means.
What that means.
He is called, I call Esh, that's a consuming fire. He is the dwelling place. He is El Gabor, a mighty God. He is the Father of lights. He is the Holy One of Israel. He is a man of war. Yahweh is His name. Yahweh is a man of war. How many know that if your daddy's like something, how many know on the earth, and Carl talked about it last night, that we end up like our parents? I won't be like my daddy. Huh? That makes me a man of war. Amen? We have to go to war. And we war through love. We're not mean. We need to be mean with the devil. I told Sister Carter one day, I said, I'm tired of being polite to the devil. Huh? We don't have to be polite to the devil. We don't. We don't need to be. We need to be fierce like God is towards Him. We need to be just as fierce in our love for people. Sometimes we got to die to ourselves to love people. Because it's loving the unlovable that sets you apart. You hear what I'm saying? That's your measure. It ain't when we're kumbaya that sets you apart. Okay? That's easy. It's when you're tested by somebody that's not your cup of tea. Okay? Help me to love them more. He is Melech, the King. He is a merciful God. And let's talk about Jesus, Son of God. In Hebrew, it's Yeshua. Yeshua. Yehoshua. Means God is salvation. I've seen Facebook fights between people that got a little understanding of the name of Jesus. It got into wars with people that didn't understand that His Hebrew name is Yeshua. And they were fighting over it, and people can get to the place where if you're not saved in Yeshua's name, da-da-da-da-da. Well, I posted on there, I'm glad Jesus saved me before I knew His name was Yeshua. Okay. Thank you, Lord. He's equal to God in divinity, but under the authority of Yahweh. John 14:28 says, you've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me, you would rejoice. Because I said, I go unto the Father, for the Father is greater than I. John 14:31 says, but the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so do I. Arise, let us go. Willful submission is the key to walking in freedom. I'm not talking about being dominated or controlled by anybody, but you've got to submit to God the authority. And if they're wrong, you pray for them. And if God moves you, you move. You know, but you got to. That, you know, submission isn't agreement. It's not agreement. When it's agreed, then don't submit. You just agree. But submission in a place of freedom, we have to. Jesus was amazed by the centurion. Because the centurion came to him and said, and about a servant. And Jesus said, well, I've come to your house. And he said, well, I'm not even worthy for you to come there. But he said, I'm a man under authority. I tell men to go there, they go there. Tell them to go there, they go there. He says, speak a word and it'll be done. And Jesus said, in all of Israel, I hadn't found anybody. Submission is volunteering to do what God wants you to do. You don't always have to feel like it. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Huh? Amen? You may feel like you're sacrificing over here doing all these things that you think you're supposed to do. God's calling you to do something over here. It's obedient. You need to go be obedient because that's your true sacrifice anyway. Huh? That means you're boss, I love you, and I trust you. Now, honestly, the full thing is do you trust me? Huh? Do you trust the Lord? Say, Lord,
Lord,
help me to trust you.
I ask in Jesus' name.
Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He is the Amen. He is the Anointed One. He is the Apostle and High Priest. He is the Author of eternal salvation. Amen. He is the Beloved Son. He is the Blessed Hope. He is our branch. He is the Bread of Life. He's the Bread of God. He's the Bridegroom. He's the Bright and Morning Star. He is the captain of our salvation. He is Christ our Passover. He's the cornerstone. And He's the Creator. Jesus is the Creator. Jesus. Look that up if you don't know that. Isaiah 40:28, John 1:3, Romans 1:25, Colossians 1:16. All things were made by Him and for Him and through Him. He's the Bread of God. Now let's talk about the Holy Spirit. In the Hebrew, He is the Ruach HaKodesh. And that means set apart one. Set apart like the wind. He's set apart wind or breath. Now, Holy Spirit's not wind or breath, but He's like wind or breath. You don't necessarily see Him, but you sure see what He does. Isn't it wonderful to see Him change lives? Huh? Isn't it wonderful to see Him change your own life?
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
The life of others. When He changes your life, listen, it's just as exciting then for you to see somebody else's life change. Oh, and by the way, when He changes you and really does that work, it's just as exciting for you to see God use somebody else to change somebody's life. Because it ain't about us. It's about Him. He's equally God, sent forth by both the Father and the Son to testify of Jesus. Romans 8:9, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. So if that be in the Spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. That's what I say. He's sent from the Father and the Son. How many know that God is always in agreement with Himself? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit never disagree. When the Holy Spirit points you to Jesus, Jesus says, look at my Father, and the Father says, look at my Son. Huh? Thank you, Lord. John 14:16 says, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. John 15:26 says, but when the Comforter comes, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceeds from the Father, He shall testify of me. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive you as my Comforter. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Now, He's the Spirit of holiness. He's the Spirit of life. He's the Spirit of truth. He's the eternal Spirit. He is the power of the highest. He is the Spirit of the Father. He is the Spirit of prophecy. He is the Spirit of adoption. He is the Spirit of revelation. He is the Spirit of judgment, the Spirit of burning, and the Spirit of glory. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome, Holy Spirit. Say, Lord,
Lord,
lead me into all truth.
Lead me into all truth.
I need you.
I can't know truth.
Without you. Our God's a personal God. Our God is a personal God. He wants to be our Father, and He wants us to know Him by name. Our God is one God who stands alone as the only true God. He's holy. He's almighty. And He's shown Himself to us as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He's created us in His image, three in one. We are spirit, soul, and body. He's eternal, all-powerful, and He's merciful. He's full of grace. He's loving. He's a warrior. I spent a weekend in a ministry in which the love of God is poured out for people by servanthood. Serving. Loving on people. Kind words. Serving them. And it leads to a point in that ministry where you have a point where the rubber meets the road. Okay? And when that point happens, that's when we do battle and deliverance comes. And it was a ladies' weekend, and I told those women, I said, we spent the last 2 days learning how much God loves us and how good He is and how wonderful He is and how special that He thinks you are. And I said, but now we're going to have a new revelation, and that's the warrior that fights for you. The warrior that's merciless to the enemy, but fights for you. He is a warrior. Thank God. He's our Redeemer. Strongest man that ever lived with Jesus of Nazareth. There's nobody like Him. Amen?
Amen?
He's our Deliverer. He's our Passover. He's our Truth. He's our Life. He's our Light. He's our Righteousness. He is our Shepherd. All those names of the Father in the Old Testament were packaged up, sent to earth for us. Jesus to fulfill it on our behalf. He's our Shepherd, our Healer, our Provider, our Judge, our Comforter, our Teacher, our Captain, our Bridegroom, our Bread. Why do we need to know? The Bible says we're to study to show ourselves approved. We study to anchor truth to replace the lies. We must know who He says He is, how He acts, and how He deals with us before we really understand how the enemy works against us. You know, you could come and listen. We praise God for deliverance. It's a third of Jesus' ministry. I couldn't stand here without it. I would not even be serving God without deliverance. I know that. I know the depths where I came from. Okay? That's getting delivered and getting the demons out is actually the easy part. You hear me? It's the easy part. Because they have to obey Jesus. If you repent, your heart's right, they go. They go. But then you've got to walk out, crucify your flesh, and do battle against the enemy. And you're going to have to know the truth of who God is and who He is to you. You're going to have to know the truth of who He says He is and what He wants to do for you in order to keep the enemy off of, to learn to do battle. Brother said about binding the loop. We've got power over Him.
That's right.
But I need to know the character of the one who backs me. The key to defeating the enemy is drawing close to God. The world and supernatural beings paint a different picture of God than the truth is established in His Word. Sometimes they appear as an angel of light. Often that's compromising your own life. Now God won't be mad at you. You can do it. Listen, God will forgive you, and He forgives anybody that repents. If you turn to Me, but I'll promise you this, If you think I can do something because God will forgive me, then you're just opening the door for destruction. How much destruction do you want? Amen? And you've got such a good God and such a good Savior and one who paid such a price. Why would we want to do anything that isn't what He would want us to do? Your ability to walk out your freedom is going to be directly correlated to how much you let God love you. How much you let God love you. And how much you let His love come through you. And if you don't let Him love you in the first place, it can't come through you. No matter what kind of work you're doing in the church anywhere. Okay? Or even in the field. If you were to go, I worked in the bank equipment field for a long time. Okay? And I'm going to tell you that when a bank trains a teller, you know what they do to show them what a counterfeit is?
Mm-hmm.
They don't show them the counterfeit. They have them feel, touch, smell the real money. And they get that ingrained in them. And then when the counterfeit comes, they know.
Mm-hmm.
So be it. God's Word. We have to know who He is, how He works. And you know that from His Word. So what are some of His other attributes? The Bible tells us what God is like. Any attempt to explain God's attributes would be no better than public opinion, which is often incorrect. You've got to understand the Word of God through the Spirit of God. To say that it's important for us to try to understand what God is like is a huge understatement. Failure to do so can cause us to set up, chase after, and worship false gods contrary to His will. Everybody who will say, Lord,
Lord.
I'm sorry.
Wherever.
I fashioned a God of my own understanding.
Contrary to your word.
I renounce any of those gods.
Now.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Oh, because if you're fashioning your own God, the God you served 10 years ago might be different than the one you're serving now. And that can change next year and tomorrow. So I said gods, I meant gods, because if we've gone there and I've fully understood the God's character and lies have been there to fashion an image of God that's not Him, then you know, it just changes. Because men mold gods. So where they used to do it with, you know, stone and clay and wood, still do it many places all over the world. Well, we should do, can do the same thing in our mind. Only what God has chosen to reveal of Himself can be known. Only God's attributes or qualities are light, meaning that He is self-revealing in information of Himself, according to Isaiah 60:19 and James 1:17. The fact that God has revealed knowledge of Himself should not be neglected. Hebrews 4:1. That's why we read our Bibles. Creation, the Bible, and the Word made flesh, Jesus, will help us to know what God is like. Let's start by understanding that God is our Creator. We're created in His image. We went over that earlier. And then consider creation's vastness, the complexity, the beauty, and the order. We can have a sense of the awesomeness of God. When you think you're in a fight and you're feeling hopeless, go out and look at the stars. Look at the rivers. Look at the ants. Look at the birds. Look at your own body. My sister talked about gravity. You're not floating. I mean, that's our God. Those stars, the Hubble telescope. You know, everybody ought to at some point. What's that guy's name? Louis Giglio's got films out there that he shows, takes a Hubble telescope and shows you the magnificence of God. How small the earth is. Okay? You know, he's got a saying, if the earth was a golf ball, and he puts it up, you know, I mean, it's amazing. But that's who lives inside of us. Read the first chapter of Ezekiel, the description of God there, and know that He's in you. And you should be encouraged that if He calls you your His son and His daughter, that you're going to win.
Yeah.
Amen? If you don't quit. There's an if. If you don't quit. He says He always causes the saints to triumph. Thank you for that.
That's right.
I like the word always.
Yeah.
Reading through some of the names of God can be helpful in our search for what God is like. From the names of the Lord in the Bible, we can clearly understand who He is and how He acts. The Lord's desire for us is that we become like Him. Christ be formed in us. By His grace, we're to be transformed, transformed even in our behavior into the image of Christ. His names can help us understand the help that He provides. Everybody say, I want to look like Jesus. There's a skit out there that's called by the skit guys, and it's called God's Chisel. And they're doing, you know, and one guy's playing God and he's chiseling on the other guy and, you know, going to do some work. And the guy playing God says, when you look in the mirror, what do you see? And the guy went, me. And the guy playing God goes, well, you're supposed to see my son. The chiseling is a lifelong process, but it has to be submitted to. Amen? And you need to know that God is just. He's not a respecter of persons. He is omnipotent. He's all-powerful. He can do anything that pleases Him, but His actions will always be in accord with the rest of His character, as described in the Bible. He is everywhere, but this doesn't mean He's everything. He's not a tree. He's not a tree, He's not a rock, He's not a rabbit. The New Age philosophy believes that God is everything. Well, He's not. He created things. There's the Creator who stands alone. He stands alone.
Hallelujah.
And He created things for His pleasure.
Yes.
We're created for His pleasure. Amen. Lord, let us please You. Amen. He's omniscient, meaning He knows the past, present, and future. Since He knows everything, His justice will always be administered fairly. You need to remember that. God is just. And He's fair. If you get in trouble, it ain't because He decided to pick on you. He's not like that. Okay? I want to say something. Go back to the demons and Christians. And Christians have a demon. And another simple answer to that is people will say, well, no, he can't. What part does Christ have with Belial? And he can't be in the temple because you're born again. And, well, he can't be in the Holy of Holies. I'll explain that to you. But I want to show you something. If the Holy Spirit, is he omniscient? Is he everywhere?
Yes.
Are demons all over the world?
Yes.
Is the Holy Spirit there with them?
Yes.
He's everywhere. They're in the world. So they can be in us too. Thank God he's got a plan to get them out. God is one. Not only is there no other, but he is alone is able to meet the deepest needs and longing of our hearts. He alone is worthy of our worship and devotion. He is righteous. He cannot and will not pass over wrongdoing. I'll say that again. God cannot and will not pass over wrongdoing. It is because of God's righteousness and justice that in order for our sins to be forgiven, Jesus had to experience God's wrath. There had to be an accounting for it. Everybody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is sovereign. He's supreme. Listen, every devil in hell, all the demons and all the fallen angels, all of them in the atmosphere and everything, nothing can stand against him. One day, one little angel is going to come, and I say little angel, it could be God's smallest angel if he decides to do it that way, weakest angel, and he'll put the enemy in the pit.
Yeah.
Everybody say, thank God that day's in hand. Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
That day's in hand.
That's right. Yeah.
God is truth. He's incorruptible. He cannot lie. He's holy. He's separated from all moral refinement and hostile towards it. He sees all evil and it angers him. He's referred to as a consuming fire. God hates sin. Loves us. But he hates sin. You can get an unholy judgment, listen to me, to where we minister all the time to help people get out of that. Because you need to know that if you were born in somebody else's shoes, with their ancestors, by their parents, you do exactly what they're doing. Exactly what they're doing. So just thank God you're in your home with your own issues and whatever grace you've got to not do some things anymore, that's from God. Amen? If you get you ugly thinking it was you, you'll be doing it again tomorrow. Serious. And if you judge somebody, Sister Carla said it. You know, I had a man teach on that. He was talking about how it comes back to your house, just like she said that. And I'm going to tell you something. So if for you that weren't here yesterday, what happens when you judge somebody with unholy judgment, it's like creating a purchase order so it comes to your house. So if there's a gossiper down the way, and that's how I learned it immediately, is that there was a guy that was gossiping and I judged him, and 2 weeks later I found myself gossiping to another man about the gossiper. Holy Spirit, and I'm careful. You be careful. You know, you see that disaster intercede for those people.
Yeah.
You see death, and you speak life. Don't ever fall into the trap of judgment. Because it might not hit you, but it can hit your children.
Yeah.
It hits your children's children. It's coming to your bloodline.
Yeah.
God is gracious. His grace includes His goodness, His kindness, His mercy, and love. If it weren't for His grace, His holiness would exclude us from His presence. Thankfully, that's not the case. Those that know their God are going to do great exploits. Thank you, Father. Everybody that will pray with me. Say, oh, Yahweh. You are the I am. I'm grateful that you're my Redeemer. Salvation. And that you are Yahweh Shalom. My peace. I believe you are Yahweh Jireh. Provides all of my needs.
In
Christ's riches and glory.
Jesus.
You're the anointed one. Amen.
Amen.
And the author of my salvation.
Yahweh,
you're a man of war, the Lord of hosts.
Lord,
I thank you
that
you fight for me. Thank you, Lord, that you are Yahweh Rohi, the God who sees me. You are for me and not against me. And nothing is impossible for you. El Shaddai. I believe, Lord, that you are all these things, as well as Yahweh, Rapha, my healer. I pray and declare these things in the name of Emmanuel, Yeshua, HaMashiach, who is Jesus, the Lord of lords. of Kings.
The King of Kings.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, Father.
Father.
I'm asking you to show me.
Anything.
Any person. That blocks me. From receiving you. As my daddy.
As Abba.
As you show me. I'll repent.
Release the people.
Be separated.
Be separated
in the soulless realm from them,
and be healed
as the demons leave. In Jesus' name. Now just take a minute. Holy Spirit, Father, thank you for talking to your people. In the name of Jesus, show them the truth. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Now, if you're one that didn't receive anything at all then, and you're not used to hearing from God, you need to ask God who you need to forgive, what you need to forgive your Father for one, God the Father. And go through a list over the course of this weekend. Come back in the morning to this ministry up here. But if you heard something, you dealt with it, and then we'll just do a general forgiveness. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
I forgive my father.
And anybody that acted as a father.
A father figure.
For anything they did to me.
That blocks me.
From receiving you.
Fully.
As Abba.
I release them.
I break all soul ties.
In Jesus' name.
And now I command every spirit that came into me for those relationships to go now. You who block me from receiving Abba,
Yahweh,
as my daddy,
go.
In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. You hindering spirits, get out of them now. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Every spirit that blocks the revelation of Abba. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Abandonment, go. Neglect, go. Fear of abandonment, go. Rejection, go. Fear of rejection. Go, 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 go. I thank you, Father. Say, in the name of Jesus,
I
repent
for
illegitimate children. By me, or in my bloodline. I break the bastard curse. In Jesus' name, command those spirits to go. Now, deep breath. Let them go. And a little deliverance 101 here is that don't clamp off. Don't do this. Don't cross your legs. Open up. Be receptive to the Lord. If you're husband and wife, don't comfort each other. You know, because you take away. Listen, there's a time and a place. But right now in the deliverance, we're at war. And if you reach over and pat, if you're holding hands and you do those things, what's in you will strengthen what's in them and vice versa. But not only that, but it takes the direction away from between the person and God and makes it this way. And this needs to be this way.
Yeah.
So in the name of Jesus, every spirit, go ahead, just will them out. Just read them out.
In the name of Jesus, every spirit,
go.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Now take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. All the squatters come out now in the name of Jesus. You got to get out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose God's people. You have no right or place here in the name of Jesus. Now say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I forgive my mother.
I forgive my mother.
And any mother figure in my life. That hurt me or wounded me. I release them.
I
break ungodly ties with them. In Jesus' name. Any spirit that blocks
the
revelation
of
the Holy Spirit, comforts, counsels, teaches, guides, convicts, you gotta go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Get out of them now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Loose them. Go. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that blocks the revelation of the Holy Spirit, the function of the Holy Spirit in their lives, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Come out of their throats. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of performance from father and mother, I break your power. Performance for acceptance, I break your power. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now listen, I'm not saying Holy Spirit's a female, but the attributes of a human mother. Okay? Holy Spirit is similar. He comforts you. That's what mama, kids run to their mama. And mama, so say, Lord, I forgive my mama if she never showed me Jesus. I release her. And I break the power of any spirit that keeps me from fully seeing Jesus. You go.
You go.
In Jesus' name. Now deep breath. Go, 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 go. Every spirit blocks conviction. Every spirit that blocks the teacher. All unteachable spirits. Get out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Unteachable. Get out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Spirit says, I know already. I break your power. I know. I break your power. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now say, Lord.
Lord,
I forgive any friends,
I forgive any friends
or siblings,
that hurt me,
wounded me,
rejected me.
I release them.
I forgive them.
Break ungodly soul ties with
them.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I command
every spirit
that blocks me
from fully understanding
Jesus
as
not only Savior,
not only Lord,
but His big brother,
as friend,
you have to go.
Now,
in Jesus' name.
Now
deep breath. Go, 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 go. Loose them. Loose them now. Go in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every spirit that blocks them from knowing that Jesus is friend. He said, I no longer call you friend. I mean servant, but friend. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I no longer call you servant. He said, I call you friend. In Jesus' name. The Lord said, He said, thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. He is our friend. He's our advocate with the Father. Every spirit that blocks that, He is our great intercessor. He's our high priest. He's our Lord. He's our King. That He is our Savior. In the name of Jesus, He said, everything the Father has given to me, I give unto you. So everything that blocks them from receiving what the Father gave to Jesus that He then gave to us, I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. He's the elder brother. He's the first fruit of many brethren. In the name of Jesus, every spirit that blocks that, I break your power. Come out of God's people in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Go. You're sovereign, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now everybody raise your hands. Say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now I'm asking you to heal me.
From
these wounds. In Jesus' name.
I give you permission.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
Every spirit
that maintains a broken heart, a wounded heart, a shattered heart, a bruised spirit.
Go!
In the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath and let those out. In the name of Jesus. Now thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Your promise is to heal the brokenhearted. Your promise is to bind our wounds, Lord. So let every broken heart be healed from the Father. From their fathers, their earthly fathers. In the name of Jesus. From their mothers. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Heal them. From their siblings, from friends that have hurt and wounded them, even marriages. I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now everybody say, man hater. You gotta go.
You gotta go.
I don't agree with you anymore. Woman hater.
You gotta go.
I don't agree with you anymore. I repent for the words that says you can't trust any man. I repent for the words. Say you can't trust any woman. And I command those spirits to leave me in Jesus' name. Now deep breath. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Who the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Time is not going to permit but I'm going to take you through prayer, but we're going to jump past the teaching. But I want to say this. Here's the nature of Satan. All his other characteristics are described right here. Okay? Now he comes as an angel of light, all sorts of things that he said. John 8:44. Jesus talking to the Pharisees. He said, "You are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and he abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. He comes to steal, to kill, and destroy." John 10:10. Thank you, Lord, for the other parts. If Jesus has come, we have a life and life more abundant. But his tactics, to steal from you, to kill you, and to destroy you, are always packaged in a lie. And oftentimes the lie looks good, because he comes as an angel of light. And he convinces you that it's for your best interest. Or he convinces you to put up a wall such as a vow that says, "I'll never love anybody again," that keeps you from loving your husband or wife because you got hurt. Or a vow that says, "I'm not going to be like my father. I'll never be like my mother. I'll never marry somebody like that," and you end up doing it. Those are protective devices of the enemy that destroy you. And you never walk in the love of God. Sister read last night and talked about, if you weren't here, Sister Carla talked about he was the anointed cherub that covers. I don't know if you said I heard it somewhere else. It wasn't you. But you would have. He is the anointed cherub that covers. He had a high place in God's kingdom. A high, high place. Perhaps the highest. Okay? But he fell. His beauty and pride took him. He said, he hovered. He was above the throne of God. It looks like he had preeminence over the entire host. He led an entire company of angels to worship the Lord. He had great power. He came into a place where pride got him, and he said, "I will ascend into heaven." He said, called the five I wills. How many know that pride gets us to? I want to tell you what demons do. Their job is to make you like them. Whatever kind of demon it is, its job is to make you like him, to get you to agree with it and become like it. Well, Satan fell because of pride. So if pride, the Bible says, this ought to cause you to humble yourself, because the Bible says God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Well, listen, you want to fight God? I don't. It's a losing battle. And he's for me, not against him, but if I'm prideful, he's going to resist me. He will resist me. What it says. So Satan said, "I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." Everybody shall repent. For pride. For me and my ancestors. I come out of agreement with Satan. Lucifer, the accuser of the brethren, prince of demons, prince of this world, Belial, and Beelzebub. No matter what package he's in, I come out of agreement. Lucifer, Satan, all you demons, Yahweh's my God. And I remind you that you're soon to go to the pit and one day the lake of fire. Not because of me, but because of Jesus. My God. Here we go. As God is my eternal witness, Savior and Judge, I do hereby affirm I'm a child of God. With the precious blood of the Lord Jesus. I confess it as Lord and Savior by my own volition. I specifically renounce Satan as my Lord and God. As one completely acknowledging and accepting the work
of Christ on the cross
for my redemption
and my only hope
of eternal life.
I now renounce
all ancestral
and
genetic ties
and say this,
and adoptive ties.
Back as many generations
on my dad and mom's side
that God needs to go.
I'm just going to speak it to you without putting it up. Because I have,
through the Lord Jesus Christ's
own shed blood,
been redeemed
and delivered
from the power of darkness
and translated
into the kingdom of God's dear Son.
I now cancel out, nullify
all demonic power
and effects that have been passed down.
I break the power
of any spirits
that carry my formal name.
I break the networks.
I cancel all other networks.
I break the power of every spell or curse
that's been worked against me.
I cancel,
renounce,
sever,
and nullify
every agreement
and pact
that I or my ancestors made
with
Satan,
Lucifer,
fallen angels,
demons.
I take back the ground.
I cancel,
renounce,
sever,
and nullify
any powers,
gifts,
and workings in me
which are not from Yahweh,
but the Holy Spirit.
I confess
I belong totally to Jesus
and sit with Him
in heavenly places.
I sign myself.
Eternally
and completely
over to the Lord Jesus Christ.
Lord, lead me
daily.
I thank you, Lord.
You have given me authority.
I speak with you
over the authorities,
principalities,
powers,
rulers,
and with a childlike faith,
I'm going to win.
I bind the strong man
over me.
I bind the power
and plead the blood against
any spirit that has touched
me,
my bloodline
is touching
or will try to touch.
I bind all outside demonic activity,
all the force of evil
in,
around,
about,
beneath,
and outside me
that would try to interfere.
I break the power
of
spiritual wickedness,
spirits
of distraction,
deception,
confusion,
repression,
witchcraft,
strife,
competition.
I command these voices to
shut up.
In Jesus' name,
I forbid them to communicate
with
anybody outside.
I bind the communicating spirits,
all demonic spies.
I bind and break
the
power and effects
of
all doorkeepers
and
gatekeepers.
In Jesus' name,
go.
In the name of Jesus,
I claim
absolution
from
all negative schemes
that have been put in motion,
all bottomless
holes,
endless needs,
repeated
conditions,
problems without
ends,
and mazes,
confusion.
Now all of you go.
Now deep breath.
Every spirit whose legal rights
been broken by what we
just prayed, come out now
in the name of Jesus.
Come out of them now
in the name of Jesus.
All confusion, all mazes,
all babble
in the name of Jesus.
Go, 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 go.
Bottomless holes,
repeated condition,
failure mechanisms,
I break your power,
competition,
stress,
witchcraft, strife.
All of you go
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name.
Say, I command.
Amen.
Satan's legal rights over me are broken.
But
all of his backup systems
are destroyed.
I command.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thank you for purging my soul. Healing my soul. Healing my physical body. Purging my physical body. From acid. From things that harm. Excessive chemicals. From toxins that I've taken in. And that my body's produced. Because of my soul. Purify me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Sever the demonic link between my soul and spirit. And I close the third eye. In Jesus' name. Now, deep breath. Come on out now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit that holds the third eye open, I break your power. Come out of God's people now in the name of Jesus. Go, go. Come out of the pineal gland now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. I am Horus. I am Set. Be gone. All see and I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and throw this out. And I repent for Freemasonry. And all that entails. And all of the vows. I break those things. Command those spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Come on out of them. Every spirit from Freemasonry, loose them. Every spirit Jesus ordains right now to go. Come out now in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Thank you, Father, for your warriors that swing their swords and take them out. In the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father, right now. All human spirits that don't belong, be gone. In the name of Jesus. They're taken away out of here. In Jesus' name. I cut the silver cord. Every cord of control from human spirits. We cut them now. We cut them. We cut them. We cut them. We cut them. In Jesus' name. We cut every silver thread. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I repent. For worse than ancestors. By me or my ancestors. And I break the power of that ancestor worship. And I command those spirits to go. All occultic spirits to go. I bind and break the power of every curse. Demonic curses. Human curses. Spells. Incantations. Blessings of evil. You know, you can be blessed by somebody that's not blessing you. In other words, they're speaking a blessing, but they're cursing you. I'm not going to share with Duke, but I'm just going to say this. You need to watch who you're sharing to be prayed with. For. Listen to me. Don't be paranoid. Listen to God. Love people. But if people pray amiss, they're cursing you. People that pray for evil things to happen to other people are not praying according to the will of God. So you need to be careful who you share your life with. Ask God to show you. And here's the biggest clue. If every time they hear something, they listen, they love you, and they point you to God's Word as the answer, and they tell you to forgive and to release, those are the kind of people you need to talk to. But anybody's petting your flesh, telling you what you deserve, that, or that you ought to divorce that man, or anything along those lines. You should divorce her, or da 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 da. You know, short of somebody beating you. You know, I understand there's abuse.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can be godly counsel. But disagreeing and physical abuse are two different things.
That's right.
Amen? Yeah. All right? You need godly counsel. So say, Lord.
Lord,
I repent for all the ungodly counsel I've ever received.
I repent
for anywhere
I've
submitted
to
teaching
that's been in error.
I ask you to forgive me.
I
forgive myself.
I
break ungodly soul ties with everybody that's taught me in error or counseled me in error. I send their souls where they belong.
All foreign souls.
Call mine back to me.
Covered
in the blood of Jesus. I exchange their image for the image of Jesus Christ. I command the demons of error, lying spirit, doctrines of demons to go in Jesus' name. Now come out in the name of Jesus. Go, 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 go. Come out in the name of Jesus. Along with the hexes, vexes, curses, charms, enchantments in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. All witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, all bloodline dedications of the family. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. All oaths be broken. Vows be broken that are unholy. I bind you. I break your power. Go, 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 go.
in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I renounce any signing of my family name over to Satan. I am written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Satan, demons, you have nothing on me. I break the power of what was written. I renounce any ceremony that would have caused me, my bloodline, to be married to Satan, to demons. In the name of Jesus, fallen angels.
I am
part of the bride of Christ. I renounce the bride of Satan.
I renounce all
demonic guardians,
surrogate parents.
I renounce all baptisms,
rituals,
or teachings
from the enemy
camp.
I reject
all demons,
familiar spirits,
fallen angels
in me
are attached to me.
You gotta go.
I'm sealed by Yahweh.
Get out.
In Jesus' name.
Deep breath.
Go.
Loose them.
In Jesus' name.
Come out.
Every hidden work of darkness,
come out by
take the caps off
in the name of Jesus.
Go.
Every demonic cap,
every demonic covering,
every demonic
armbands,
I take you off now.
Break your power
in the name of Jesus.
Go.
In the name of Jesus.
Go.
Say, I command
all evil claws,
oppressions,
barriers,
bondages,
strings,
grudges,
stumbling blocks,
evil alliances,
evil eyes,
camouflage,
moles,
stigmas,
bands,
yokes,
traps,
walls,
entrapments,
blinders,
masks,
plagues,
all like spirits,
all
witchcraft prophecies,
be broken,
fall to
the ground,
go.
Every spirit
that
enforces those things,
go.
In Jesus' name.
Deep breath.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Get out of God's people.
Go,
devil.
Go,
demons.
Get out.
Any fallen angels
signed any of these
people here, be gone.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for
sending your waters to
root them out.
In the name of Jesus.
Any fallen angel,
be rooted out and
go.
In the name of Jesus.
Go.
In Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Say, Father.
Father.
I break the power.
Of any soulless prayer,
evil word,
and
I ask you to heal
the
hurts and wounds
caused
by my own sin,
hurts
and wounds by others,
from
ancestral transfer,
wounds
from warfare
of
the enemy against
me,
hurts and
wounds
caused
by idolatry,
poor
decisions,
wicked
works,
wounds in
my spirit,
soul,
body, mind,
and will,
emotions,
heart.
I ask you to erase those things
with the blood of Jesus,
in
the name of Jesus,
and
your healing balm.
I ask you, Father.
Everybody raise your hands to heaven.
Say,
right now, Father.
You are an amazing God.
There's a thing called cellular memory.
And
I ask you to rewrite mine.
Take
out what's unholy
and
write
in
what is holy.
Rewrite
my DNA.
Rewrite
my cellular memory.
My
five senses.
I'm asking
you for a reset,
Father.
In the name of
Jesus.
I receive
healing.
In Jesus'
name.
Even
as you restore
my soul.
I receive
healing in my
physical body.
As well.
I give you the glory.
In Jesus'
name.
Amen.
Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.